بسم الله بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق، خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. As mentioned yesterday, these were the very first ayat that were revealed of the Quran Sharif, the first five ayats of Surah Alaq, Surah Iqra. And this is by the unanimity of all the ulama that these were the very first ayats that were revealed. After that, the very first surah that was revealed as a whole was Surah Fatiha, which we read in all our namazes, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. After these ayats were revealed for about 2¾ years, there was no revelation, no wahi came down. And after that, the first wahi that came was Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir Qum Fa'andhir, the beginning of Surah Muddathir, where Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam that stand up and warn the people, call them towards Deen, towards Tawheed, to oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates in Sahih Bukhari, this riwayat comes, and the very first chapter of Bukhari Sharif is كيف كان بدء الوحي إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. How did the wahi, revelation, come down to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Ulama have written that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi started his kitab completely different from all the other muhaddithin, and that is about wahi, about revelation, in order to show mankind that his whole life and his success is according to the revelation of Allah Ta'ala, and that we have to go by what Allah has revealed, the Quran Sharif. In there lies our success. Just as the surah also, the beginning shows the revelation of Allah, and in there lies our success. But and whoever followed that path of Quran Sharif, the teachings of the Quran, and we find many of our ulama have called over and over that come back and return to the Quran Sharif. Today we have, so to say, abandoned the Quran Sharif. If each one of us thinks for ourselves, just as far as recitation is concerned, yesterday a day had passed, how many of us had recited even a little bit of the Quran Sharif? And the Quran Sharif is not only for recitation, but for much, much more. The rites of the Quran are very great upon us, but unfortunately we have abandoned the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha there further explains that the time came when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started seeing very true dreams. Whatever he dreamt about, exactly that he saw the next day happening. Then after some time, solitude, to be alone, became beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then continuously, repeatedly, he would go to Ghari Hira, he would take his provisions with him and stay there till his provisions were exhausted, and he used to worship and make ibadat of that one being. But the details of Allah Ta'ala, about deeds, still he did not know, but he was imbued and inspired that one Allah only has to be worshipped. After some time, at the age of 40, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam appeared in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and told him, Iqra, read. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ma ana biqari, that I don't know how to read. I haven't learned. I haven't been tutored. Nobody has taught me. I haven't learned. So then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam embraced him, pressed him so hard that he feared for his life also. And he was very distressed with that very, very strong pressure of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he told him for a second time, Iqra, read. And again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ma ana biqari, that I don't know how to read. I haven't learned. I'm not tutored. Again Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam pressed him very, very hard, and he felt very distressed at that very hard pressing. For the third time Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told again, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam repeated the same words. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu والسلام said, اقرأ باسم ربك. Read in the name of your Lord, of Allah Ta'ala, your creator, your nourisher, your sustainer. Ulama have deduced from here that whether it is anything we do, don't trust ourselves. I haven't learned, I don't know how to do this, I'm not fit for this. Trust in Allah, and then Allah's help. If a person puts his full trust in Allah, Allah's help comes to that person. But when a person trusts himself, yes, I'm fit for this job, I know how to do this job. In fact, we know any job, we have to give a CV, and in there we write, I did this, and I'm fit for this, and I'm fit for that. One person who has passed away now, when he sent his CV, he said, I'm useless, I can't do anything, I'm not fit for anything. They gave him, however, the job, and he did a splendid job in there. So we must not trust ourselves, we must trust fully on Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala's help comes to a person. And when a person trusts himself, then he can't do, nothing is achieved, in fact everything is lost in that case. Then Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home, very, he was shaking, he was trembling, and he was greatly distressed and afraid. And he told his wife, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me, wrap me up. I'm feeling, he was very afraid. And then he explained what happened. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and those are the qualities also which our woman folk are supposed to imbibe and have in them. She consoled Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very greatly, and she said that you are very honest, you are very truthful, and you may maintain family ties very properly. You help the people in difficulty and hardship. In fact, you earn in order to help the poor, the downtrodden and the weak. And you are such that you are very hospitable. You host the guests and look after them also very well. For Allah will never destroy you. Allah will look after you. This is just a temporary thing. And then she took him to her cousin, Warqa ibn Nawfal, who was a Christian at that time, following Christian religion, and he used to recite the Bible, and also he should practice by the Bible. When Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha explained what had happened to her husband to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, this is that same angel, a same farishta that had come to Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam also, and you are on the truth, and according to our teaching, the original Bible, we know that you are the true Nabi of Allah, and the time will come when you will be given that you will have to do your duty as a Nabi and proclaim the truth. And at that time, your nation, your people will go completely against you and give you very great difficulties and hardships. And he said, if I'm living at that time, I will give you my full support, and I will be behind you fully. And in this way then, the first surah, the ayat we revealed, and the first part of this surah was revealed, was this surah, Iqra. The first whole surah that was revealed was surah Alhamdu Sharif. And after this short period of about 2 3/4 years, then the surah Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir was revealed. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha deduced the truthfulness of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by her intellect and by her experience, what she saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his character to be. Her cousin Nawfal ibn Waraqa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he explained the truthfulness of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam from the revelations of Allah Ta'ala from Wahi. So anyway, these are those great ayat, and it is for us to give preference to the teachings of the Quran over everything, over every other type of education, over every other type of way of life, over every other type of thinking, logic, psychology, philosophy. We have to give preference to the Quran Sharif, practice upon it, bring it in our lives, and then we will also see the same success today as Allah had given in the past to the people of Islam. But when we want to follow the ways of the enemies of Islam, their education, their way of life, their holidays, everything of theirs, then we cannot expect, then this is hardly a dream. We cannot expect anything but destruction for ourselves. May Allah guide us to understand properly and follow the true deen of Allah Ta'ala. Of course, we all know that Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, has passed away. We all should make dua for him, dua maghfirat, and for his high position by Allah Ta'ala. And the janazah namaz, inshallah, is scheduled for 8:30 at the Darul Uloom.